Good Tuesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Linda Tripp is back for a third date with the grand jury investigating President Clinton, as we hear live from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
Tripp said nothing this morning, and last week she said only she's comfortable with the questions, but she revealed nothing in public.
I'm a witness in a federal investigation. I have no comment.
The mostly female members of the grand jury, usually about 20, attend or probably hearing Tripp's tapes of Monica Lewinsky, suggesting this third day won't be the last, says CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant.
There are 20 hours of tape-recorded conversations to go over, and then, of course, those three pages of talking points. So look for this to continue for a while.
She did put a statement on the web at lindatripp.com saying her testimony is truthful despite organized efforts, she didn't say by whom, to obscure the facts. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
President Clinton has put health insurance companies covering federal employees on notice. They must comply with the Kennedy-Kassebaum law. That provides coverage for job changers and those with pre-existing conditions. The Pentagon's Inspector General says retired Army Major General David Hale engaged in a pattern of inappropriate behavior with the wives of four subordinates, but said the evidence was the sexual activity was consensual. Hale is under criminal investigation, but New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney fears he'll escape punishment.
He just appears to be a man who was drunk with power and thought he could get away with anything. And it looks like he just might.
She suggests an old boy network helped Hale, unlike Sergeant Major Gene McKinney.
To me, it's aggravating that he's retired someplace fat and happy, while others who are accused of much lesser crimes face court-martials, public humiliation, and financial ruin.
Hale has denied what he calls the bizarre charges. Jury deliberations continue in the Ennis Cosby murder case, as CBS News correspondent David Dow reports from Santa Monica.
The racially mixed panel of six men and six women will return this morning to grapple with the charges of murder and attempted robbery against Michael Markosev. Convictions would mean life in prison without parole for the 19-year-old Ukrainian immigrant. The jurors must decide whether the weight of the evidence, DNA and hair tests, and the defendant's own alleged incriminating words is sufficient to convict him without an eyewitness to tie him to the crime scene. The closest to an eyewitness is Stephanie Crane, who had driven to the scene to help Ennis Cosby change a flat tire. Defense attorneys insist the description she provided of Cosby's apparent killer is a better match for the defendant's companion, Eli Zachariah, than for Markosev himself. David Dell, CBS News, Santa Monica.
In Florida, the fire danger is not over, but for many who had evacuated homes on the northeast coast, the anxiety has eased, as we hear live from CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnotti.
Brush fires still burn. Lightning could strike again, but slowly the sounds of normal life are returning.
Are you happy to be home, sir?
Oh, it's great to be home. Cutting the grass, getting the place looking shipshape again.
Evacuee Bob Dandenall, who returned to find his Palm Coast house intact. Less than a mile away, Marie Cermonti couldn't believe the ash heap she was walking through was her home.
Just amazing. I just can't believe what I'm seeing.
But even she is hopeful.
Well, I get to have new carpet, maybe.
Optimism poured from the skies last night. More heavy rains are predicted over the next few days. They're needed to help douse the fire threat for good. Live in Daytona Beach, Florida, Barry Bagnotto, CBS News.
800 more British troops are being rushed to Northern Ireland after a second night of violence over the ban on a Protestant march in Portadown. British Prime Minister Blair says he'll discuss the crisis with Orange Order march leaders. The group Human Rights Watch says the federal and state governments have failed to address police brutality in the United States. Its 450-page report covers incidents in 14 cities over a two-year period.
What's shocking is how unchanged things are after 30 years.
The group's Allison Collins says investigations of abuse are often shoddy and leave brutal officers unpunished.
Local and criminal prosecution is very difficult when it involves police officers, and local prosecutors in particular are reluctant to go after officers they typically work with.
Two women are dead in the crash landing of a U.S. Army helicopter on Great Exuma Island in the Bahamas. They were the wives of crewmen, three of whom were injured. Coast Guard Petty Officer Jeff Murphy.
It was described as a hard crash that it went down and then went off the runway.
The helicopter was based at Fort Stewart, Georgia, and was being used in an anti-drug operation. The Army hasn't explained why wives were aboard. 500,000 Puerto Rican workers have joined a 48-hour general strike in support of telephone workers, protesting the sale of the state phone company to a group led by GTE. As WOSO News Director Gary Turnerman reports, there's already been violence.
Telephone company unions are being joined by some 50 union groups in a sympathy walkout. The aim, they say, to shut down everything, water services, electricity, public transportation, and the international airport. There have been already violent clashes on the picket line with police and scores of bomb threats. An explosion of a rigged flashlight earlier at a bank, seriously injuring a policeman.
Hundreds of tourists have canceled vacations. In Santa Rosa, California, a sex offender who had been named in police warning flyers has been found hanging from a tree. Police say Michael Patton's suicide may be linked to the Megan's Law flyers distributed to his neighbors. In Prestonburg, Kentucky, PTA President Yvonda Lazar has pleaded not guilty to having sex with two teens at a graduation party last month. The 28-year-old woman also allegedly gave alcohol to the boys, aged 14 and 15. No longer is the All-Star Game enough to satisfy baseball fans' mid-season appetite for something different. As Lee Frank reports from Denver, they got what they wanted at last night's home run contest.
Coors Field fans cheered Ken Griffey Jr. winning the home run derby, but it was earlier booing by the sellout crowd that convinced the Seattle slugger to enter the contest. Griffey heard the reaction during batting practice.
I really didn't like it, but you know, they felt that they wanted me in the home run competition, and so I did it.
Griffey hit 19 homers. Mark McGwire set a home run derby distance record with a 510-foot blast, but he didn't have enough homers. An injury kept Cubs slugger Sammy Sosa out of competition at Coors Field, where baseball's All-Star Game will be played tonight. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
As a strike by General Motors parts workers enters its second month, auto dealers are starting to run out of some popular models. Negotiations continue today in Flint. Author Kay Thompson, who wrote the Eloise books, has died in New York. She was in her 90s. Stalin loaded the walls of his cafe in Auburndale, Florida, with all sorts of things.
We just got just about everything. We tried to collect different things to please everyone, you know, when we decided to put it in our register.
Alan's widow, Jewel, says the stuff started piling up.
We had four rooms in the cafe, and all the rooms were full. You couldn't even find a free space on the wall to put anything else.
Among the 7,000 items, a Confederate doctor's saddlebags that still hold bottled drugs and a 117-year-old orange.
It's just kind of dried up. It's orange. You can tell it's an orange, but it's just got smaller and smaller through the years. It's about the size of a golf ball now, probably.
Now, Jewel Allen says it all must go. A four-day auction, which starts today, is expected to draw collectors from around the country. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 6 points. And that's the World News Roundup for this Tuesday, July 7th.